ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః శ్రీ గణేశాయ నమః.
అసితగిరిసమం
యాక్కజ్జలం సింధుపాత్రే
సురతరువరశాఖా
లేఖనీ పత్రమువీ
లిఖతి
తవ గుణానాం ఈశ పారం నయాతి. తదపి మీన్స్ తదాపి, తత్ మీన్స్ తదా, అపి also, even then, tadapi, even then, okay? Sava gunanam param nayati, he isha, he shiva, param the end of your gunas. Guna means qualities, and so to just more qualities, like karunamayaha, sarvashakti gunam. సో సర్వజగన్ నాయక లైక్ దట్ యూ కెన్ కౌంట్ గుణాస్. ఎందుసే విష్ణు సహస్ర నామ, ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ నాట్ నామ, ఇట్ ఈజ్ విష్ణు సహస్ర గుణ. గుణాయిలో ఈజ్ నామ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర, అదర్వైజ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో నామ ఫర్ ఈశ్వర. దేర్ ఫోర్ లైక్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ కౌంట్ థౌజండ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దట్ బికేమ్ ఎ సహస్రనామ. ఇస్ దట్ ది ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ది గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర? నో. Will it end ever? Gunanam param nayati. One cannot reach the end of your gunas. He Ishvara. Means Ishvara is Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampannaha. He is endowed with infinite gunas. All good gunas. Not useless gunas, all good gunas. This is the most loud expression of Ramanujacharya. Ananta Kalyana Guna Sametaha. Like that they say, Ananta Kalyana Guna Sametaha, Sri Srinivasa, he said that. This is Vaishnava literature it is. The whole expression is Vaishnavite expression. So a similar expression. What does it mean? Ishvara has infinite gunas. What does it mean? You know what it means? He has no gunas. That is the meaning of it. How I cannot explain? Because if he has some gunas, then we understand. If he has infinite gunas, that means he is nirguna. That is the meaning of it. Right? Did you get the point? I don't know how it is, but that is how it is. What is the reason for it? I will not be able to tell. You see, suppose I have some features. Then you can describe those features, and I have certain features. But suppose I have infinite features. Iska matlab kya hai?
No features.
No features. So, when you say nirguna, they become unhappy and angry. Unless they say, you see how blasphemous he is. Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampanna Srinivasa. And this person is talking that Srinivasa has no guna. So, nirguna, he is blasphemous. They think like that. So, Ishvara has infinite guna. But they simply miss this simple point. I was wondering, why they miss such a simple point? Then gradually, when I see people missing always the simple points, then I stop wondering. Really. So they just miss the simple point. For 30 years they study and miss a simple point. So that only shows that they have not studied properly or whatever. I was wondering how. But then I stopped wondering. Because people just miss simple points. It is critical though, and then you have to pay attention and get it. Then only it will come, otherwise it won't come. Anyway, hey Ishvara, there is no end. Your gunas, the one cannot reach the end of your gunas. Who is that one? Sharada, Saraswati Devi. We have given a job to Saraswati. Oh Saraswati, now you write the list of Ishvara's gunas. That is her job, Sharada. And she does her best. Can she reach the end of that list? No. Isha, tadapi, even then, gunanam param nayati. Who? Sharada. Maybe she did not write properly, long time she did not write. No. Sarvakalam likhati. She writes all the time. Yet she will not reach the list of the gunas. Maybe she doesn't have a proper pen to write. No, there is a wonderful pen. You know what is the pen? Suratarvara Shakha Lekhani. That is the pen. So Suratarvara, Taruvara, Taruvara is a great tree. Suratarvara is the great celestial tree, Kalpa Vruksha. Do you know this Kabir poem? Maybe you know. Urujayaga Hamsa Kera, a Jagat Darshan Ka Mela. Then Taruvara, he says, what is that? The Patta, a falls. Taruvara, he says, Taruthariti Taruvara. So what he means is, there is a big tree. And a leaf has become dry. It was shining quite wonderfully. And very tender leaf.
Jese Paat Gire Taruvara.
Jese Paat Gire Taruvara. And where it will fall, nobody knows. He says that. Then what is the
Jese Paat Gire Taruvara.
Aisa Urana Akela.
Kaha Girega? It says something like that.
Kaha Girega? Nobody knows. That is how it is. So this is like, it was like, starts life as a tender leaf, then grows. Big leaf, very beautiful, green and all that. Then it becomes dry and falls off. It gets disconnected and falls. Where it will fall? Nobody knows. Because the wind will take it somewhere. Similarly, this body falls and the Hamsa, Vijayaga, it will go. And it will come into another body somewhere. Who knows all that? He says that. Very beautiful. Anyway. So, Sura Taruvara Shakha Lekhani. The branch of a celestial tree, you have to, because they had such a pens. Take the branch of a tree, and cut it to a sharp edge, and then dip it in the ink made of some vegetable dyes. That's why, so the branch of a normal tree, it will break and it will not function so well. Therefore, you pick up the celestial tree, Kalpa Vruksha, because Kalpa Vruksha will fulfill any desire that people want. Therefore, you select that celestial tree and use the branch of that as sharpen it and use it as the pen. Sharada does the job. And then the list doesn't end even then. Maybe the paper is not big enough. Patram Urvi. Entire Prithivi is the patram. So she can go on writing on the surface of the earth. List of gunas. Even then, it doesn't reach the end. Then what about the ink? The ink is the ocean. Sindhu Patre. So, oceans are contained in a bowl Ocean is contained in a bowl. So, that is the patra. So, we remove the ocean and put ink in that. Okay. The bowl of ocean. Remove the ocean. Take away all that water and put ink in its place. And what is the ink? Kajjalam is the ink. Kajjalam is a... this is the word which I forget all the time. So that chrysanthemum or not chrysanthemum, the exact thing.
No, kajal.
Kajal. Kajalam is kajal. So, in English what they call it?
Corellium.
Corellium. That is the kajal. So, corellium, you see, the spelling also, L-L-E-U-M, it came from kajal only. Corellium. Ra and ra are interchangeable. And the words get reversed. That is how corellium came. So this corellium is a, it is very black. How black? Asita giri samam. There is an asita giri. Sita is white, asita is black. So nirachala, there is a mountain, blue mountain. In Australia, they have a range called blue mountains. And if you see it from a distance, it is really blue. That the eucalyptus trees are there. The mountain is full of eucalyptus trees. And those leaves turn blue in a particular season. Mm. They become blue. When they grow, they become blue. First they are tender, ruddy and all that. Then they become green, then they become blue. And the entire mountain from a distance looks blue. They are called blue mountains. So such a mountain you take. And this kajal is like the mountain of is like the Nilachala. There is a mountain like that. That much mountain, that much kajal you take and mix it in the ocean's water and prepare the ink, Sharada. And she writes with a pen taken from Kalpavraksha on the paper of the entire earth. And she writes all her life. Sarvakalam, all the time. All her life is not the expression. All the time she writes. Still she cannot reach the end of your puna. If you tell this shloka to a Vaishnava, he will say, wonderful verse, only you have to make one small change. But Isha you have to remove and put Vishnu. That is all you have to do. It is a wonderful verse. It's a good verse. But it only proves one point. Ishvara is Nirguna. That is what it proves. You may say the Anvaya. Kajalam Asitagiri Samam. You may say the Anvaya. Asitagiri Samam.
Asitagiri Samam.
Kajalam.
Kajalam.
Hindu Patre Syad.
Hindu Patre Syad.
Suratarvara Shakha Lekhani.
Suratarvara Shakha Lekhani.
Purvi Patram.
Purvi Patram.
Yadi Sharada.
Yadi Sharada.
Gruhitva.
Gruhitva.
Gruhitva means you have to add a word. Tam lekhanim gruhitva.
Tam lekhanim gruhitva.
So you have to add that word. Sarvakalam yadi likhati.
Sarvakalam yadi likhati.
Tada api.
Tada api.
See, tatis tada. Tada api. Heisha, tava gunanam, varam nayati.
Varam nayati.
That is the vakya. You got it now? That is it. Asita giri samam syat kajalam sindhu patre.
Asita giri samam syat kajalam sindhu patre.
Surataru vara shakha lekhani patramurvi.
Surataru vara shakha lekhani patramurvi.
Likhati yadi gruhitva sharada sarvakalam.
Likhati yadi gruhitva sharada sarvakalam.
Tadapi tava guna. Nayati. Asura sura munindraih.
Asura sura munindraih.
Adhichitasyendu mauleh.
Adhichitasyendu mauleh.
Grathita guna mahimnah.
Grathita guna mahimnah.
Nirgunasyeshvarasya.
Nirgunasyeshvarasya.
Sakalagana varishthah.
Sakalagana varishthah.
Pushpadanta abhidhanah.
Pushpadanta abhidhanah.
Ruchira malaghu vruttaihi.
Ruchira
ఎత్తు స్తోత్రం చకార మేడ్ దిస్ స్తోత్రం ఆధర్ దిస్ ఎన్కోరియం హూ పుష్పదంతాభిధాన జెంట్మన్ బై నేమ్ పుష్పదంత హీ టెల్స్ హిజ్ ఓన్ నేమ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ హీ సకల గణ వరిష్ఠ దట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ హీ ఈజ్ సో ద పోయట్స్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ పుష్పదంత అండ్ హీజ్ సకల గణ వరిష్ఠ సో సకల గణ కాదు సకల గుణ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద బుక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సకల గణ బట్ ది టీకాకార మేక్స్ ఇట్ సకల గుణ సో హూ ఈజ్ మిస్సింగ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రింట్ ఓకే సకల గుణ వరిష్ఠ అశేష గుణ కళాభి శ్రేష్టతాంగత సో ది పోయట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ మీన్స్ హీ నోస్ సంస్క్రిట్ హీ నోస్ గ్రామర్ హీ నో హీ హాస్ డివోషన్ హీ హాస్ భక్తి హీ హాస్ దట్ స్కిల్ ఆఫ్ పోయట్రీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హీ హాస్ ఆల్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ టు మేక్ ఎ గుడ్ పోయమ్ హీ హాస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ పోయట్రీ హాస్ టు హ్యావ్ లైక్ దాట్ You see, the, when you write a book, you have to put your name there. You should not say Namarupa is not there. Because, suppose there is a mistake in the book, to whom should be pointed? The author's name should be pointed. In fact, in India, it is, I don't know how it works here, it is illegal. In India, illegal means something it must be really illegal. Then only you say illegal. We don't say illegal so easily. So in India, it is illegal to publish a book without the author's name. You may wonder how I know that. What happened is that a book on Telugu Desam party is there in Andhra Pradesh. A book is written on Telugu Desam party. It is a book about that party. And it is published further. So their copies are being distributed. Immediately, a complaint was filed in the police station. FIR was registered by a congressman. This book about Telugu Desam Party is getting circulated and there is no author's name in it. Immediately the copies were confiscated and Chandrababu Naidu has asked the people, the party people, to remove those copies from the market immediately. That is illegal. That's why we came to know about it. And this context also came. Puja Swamiji's book is there, some book, in English. So a gentleman in Hyderabad, one Swami, Swamiji is a devotee, in Hyderabad quite a few of them are there, and he translated it into Telugu, and he wants to publish it without putting a name. And he says he will put Puja Swamiji's name. I told him, wrong it is. Because any mistakes are there, you should stand up and accept that responsibility for the mistakes. In fact, there are mistakes in the book. In the English, Swamiji is saying something, and in the Telugu, this gentleman is saying something else. Mm. And he puts Swamiji's name there. And anybody who reads what he thinks, that Puja Swamiji wrote it in Telugu, that is the impression that comes. It is wrong, you know. So you have to put Angla Moolamu, original in English, Puja Swamiji, you have to put it on the top. Telugu Anuvadamu, you have to put your name. That is the responsible thing to do. He did not put his name, it went away like that. And then one day Swamiji told me, hey Swami TV, people told me that that book translation did not come well. What do you say about it? I said, I don't know Swamiji. I did not tell him anything more than that. He did not put his name, he put your name on the head. Because Swamiji did not notice it. Maybe he noticed, he did not tell me, I don't know. I did not offer any further information. He got what he got. The title itself is a problem, that is Swamiji told me. Title itself is a problem. Emotional maturity, that is the title in English. Now you have to put the title correctly in Telugu. Even there itself there is a problem. So, emotional maturity, it has to be correctly translated into Telugu. You should not say, Manasika Bhava Vesha Parinati. That sounds all right, I put it correctly. So, something like Bhavodriva, Bhavodvega, భావోద్రేక భావోద్రేక సంథింగ్ రిపోర్ట్ దట్ డజంట్ సౌండ్ వెల్ స్వామిజీ కుడ్ బ్రేక్ అవుట్ యూ నో హీ డజంట్ నో తెలుగు సెంటెన్సెస్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ మేక్ ఎ కంపౌండ్ హీ నోస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇట్ ఓన్ ది నేమ్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ డజంట్ మ్యాచ్ వెల్ and there is no other's name. You see, other's name should be there. I tell all these things. Something I told. So the poet has nothing wrong in saying his name. He has to say it. So, in the Bhagavatam book, I say my name there clearly at the end of the chapter. In the first page also I put my name. And I tell people, if there is any mistake, it is mine. Please refer to me. I will apologize for the mistake. I am responsible for the mistake. Like that. Therefore, the poet has to tell his name. There is an occasion for modesty and there is an occasion for telling the name also. So this is the poet. Sakala Gana Guna Varishtha. He says, I have all the required qualities to make a poem. Puspadanta Abhidhana. He tells it in third person. This person, third person, him only, but third person. This person called Pushpadanta, who is endowed with all the good qualities required for making the poem. So, Etatu Stotram Chakara. And a Ruchiram Stotram, very enjoyable Stotram. You see, we have a problem in Telugu. Kaki Pella, Kaki Ki Mutyu. The small bird, the crow. Crow is not a very beautiful bird. That is how people think. Crow. A beautiful bird means so peacock, not crow. Sweet voice of a bird means cuckoo, not crow. Crow is not counted anything as beautiful. So, therefore, a crow's child is also like crow. So you may not feel very enjoyable, you may not enjoy the child of a crow, but the crow's child is very enjoyable and dear to the mother crow. So that is the story. Kachikala Kachikala Muddu. Muddu means love. Okay? So everybody likes his own poem. Everybody likes Ruchi Ram. It looks very beautiful. For him, for his heart, it looks beautiful. Because it is not different from himself. It is Atma only. Therefore it is dear and it is beautiful, enjoyable. But the vrittas are a bit long. Alaghu vrittaihi chakara. You have to bear with it. He is saying the waiters that I employed are not laghu. They are not laghu. He doesn't say dirgha, but he says not laghu. So, alaghu vrittaihi chakara. And then this stotram, whose stotram? Ishvarasya stotram. Ishvarasya meaning nirgunasya Ishvara. So he comes to the point, you know. He says ananta guna sampannaha, but now he says nirgunasya. That is the meaning of it. Once you say ananta guna, you come to nirguna. Nirgunasya Ishvarasya. And also nirgunasya, if he is nirguna, then what stotram you can do? You cannot do any stotram of nirguna. Stotram can be there only for sarguna. Therefore, Nirguna can be visualized or worshipped as Saguna. Grathita Guna Mahimnaha is Nirguna, but the moment you posit a Guna upon him, that becomes a great Guna, it is. The Guna, Shakti is a Guna. Nirguna, but Shakti is a Guna. Now Shakti is Ananta. Nirguna, but Karuna is a Guna. Now Karuna is Ananta Karuna Mayaha, Apara Karuna Mayaha. Karuna, Varanidhihi, is an ocean of compassion. He is originally Nirguna, but the moment you put a Guna, it becomes infinite. Guna, Mahimnaha. So, Mahimnaha, Shashti Ekavachanam. So, Grathita Guna Mahimnaha. He is Nirguna, but in him, the glory of all gunas is incorporated, grathita, incorporated, strung together. That is grathita. All the glory, all the gunas in their glory are strung together in him. గుణమహిమ్నః నిర్గుణస్య ఈశ్వరస్య స్తోత్రం అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇందు మౌలే ఈశ్వర హూ హ్యాస్ ద మూన్ ఆన్ హిస్ హెడ్ ఇందు మౌలే చంద్రమౌలే ఇత్యర్థ అండ్ ఆల్సో అసుర సుర మునీంద్రైః అర్చితస్య ఈజ్ వర్షిప్డ్ బై అసురాస్ సురాస్ అండ్ గ్రేట్ రిషీస్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ అసురాస్ వర్షిప్ ఈశ్వర ఉంది అసురాస్ మీన్స్ భోగ పీపుల్ దే ఆర్ ది అసురాస్ సుర మీన్స్ ఇన్ కాంట్రాస్ట్ జ్ఞాన పీపుల్ దేవతాస్ మీన్స్ జ్ఞాన ప్రధాన సో దే వాంట్ జ్ఞానం వాట్ దే డూ దే వర్షిప్ శివ అసురాస్ వాంట్ భోగాస్ వాట్ దే డూ దే వర్షిప్ శివ ఇది ఐడియా అసుర మీన్స్ సూటెడ్ పీపుల్ యూనో సూట్ సూటెడ్ పీపుల్ మీన్స్ దే వేర్ వెరీ గుడ్ సూట్ బూట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ దే ఆర్ ది అసురాస్ భోగ పీపుల్ అసుర సుర మునీంద్రై వెరీ కాంటెంప్లేటివ్ పీపుల్ రిషీస్ సో భోగ పీపుల్ పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ పర్సూయింగ్ జ్ఞాన అండ్ ది జ్ఞానీస్ మహాత్మాస్ హూ హ్యావ్ రియలైజ్డ్ ది ఆత్మ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వర్షిప్ శివ ఓన్లీ సో దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ శివ హిజ్ స్తోత్రం ఏతత్ దిస్ స్తోత్రం పుష్పదంత మేరేట్ ఇంకా వాక్య కర్త కర్మ క్రియ యు టెల్ ది కర్త సో యూ డూ లైక్ దిస్ డూ అన్వయం పుష్పదంతాభిధాన స్తోత్రం చకార ఇది కర్త కర్మ క్రియ ఓకే నౌ టెల్ అబౌట్ కర్త సకల గుణ వరిష్ట పుష్పదంతాభిధాన పుష్పదంతాభిధాన కర్మ ఏతత్ స్తోత్రం దిస్ స్తోత్రం అచిర అలఘువృత్తైః రుచిరం సో వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ షైనింగ్ విత్ బిగ్ బిగ్ వృత్తాస్ దట్ ఈస్ ది కర్త కర్మ క్రియ నౌ వన్ క్వశ్చన్ కస్య స్తోత్రం హూజ్ స్తోత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వరస్య నవ ఈశ్వరస్య నిర్గుణస్య గ్రథిత గుణ మహిమ్న ఇందు మౌలే అసుర సుర మునీంద్రైః అర్చితస్య నిర్గుణస్య ఈశ్వరస్య స్తోత్రం వాక్య ఓకే నౌ యూ మేక్ ఎ సింగిల్ సెంటెన్స్ సకల గుణ వరిష్ట పుష్పదంతాభిధాన ఏతత్ స్తోత్రం అలఘువృత్తైః రుచిరం అసుర సుర మునీంద్రైరచితస్య ఇందు మౌలే గ్రథిత గుణ మహిమ్న నిర్గుణస్య ఈశ్వరస్య స్తోత్రం వాక్యాన్వయం అసుర సుర మునీంద్రైరచితస్యేందు మౌలే గ్రథిత గుణ మహిమ్నో నిర్గుణస్యేశ్వరస్య సకల గుణ వరిష్ట పుష్పదంతాభిధాన రుచిరమలఘువృత్తై స్తోత్రమేతచ్చకార ఆహారహరణవద్యం దూర్జటే స్తోత్రమేతత్ పఠతి పరమభక్త్యా శుద్ధచిత్త పుమాన్యః భవతి శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్యస్తథాత్ర ప్రచురతరధనాయుః పుత్రవాన్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఫలశ్రుతి ఇస్ నౌ బిగినింగ్ వైట్ ఎఫ్ యూ వెన్సర్స్ ఆర్ ఫర్ ఫలశ్రుతి యహ హూ సో ఎవర్ పుమాన్ తత్సం యహ పుమాన్ పఠతి రిసైట్స్ వాట్ ఏతత్ స్తోత్రం దిస్ స్తోత్ర హూజ్ స్తోత్రం ధూర్జటే స్తోత్రం ధూర్జటి ఇస్ శివ బికాజ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ద మ్యాటెడ్ హెయిర్ విచ్ ఈజ్ బ్రౌన్ ఇన్ కలర్ ధూహ్ ఇస్ బ్రౌన్ బ్రౌనిష్ మ్యాటెడ్ హెయిర్ వాలా దట్ ఈస్ ధూర్జటి వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ వాలా మీన్స్ బహువ్రీహితమాస ఇన్ హిందీ వాలా వెరెవర్ హీ కమ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బహువ్రీహితమాస ఎస్ సహా సో మ్యాటెడ్ హెయిర్ హీ హ్యాస్ విచ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ బ్రౌన్ ఇన్ కలర్ Brown in the sense, never put in a good shape and all that. Dusty. All dhuli will come on it. Bhasma and all that. That is the dhurjati. So he is a stotra. So any person who recites, what kind of person? Shuddha chittaha. Who has a pure heart. See, in Telugu we have a poem. Chitta shuddhi leni shiva pooja le raya. You worship Shiva, you don't have purity of heart. What is the use? That is the word. Vishwadadhirama vinagavema praveshatakam. So, when there is no purity of heart, the puja is not going to help much. The puja, what is the use of it? That is the question. Therefore, shuddha chattraha pathati. See, even while doing puja, where should be the emphasis? On the outer or on the inner? It should be on the inner. Just keeping, putting emphasis in the outer will not help much. It will not elevate the person. It is like outer you decorate and leave the inner impure. It is like pot is decorated outside. Inner it contains some bad smelling thing. Should not be like that. You may not decorate the pot outside, but the pot inside should be clean. You have to clean it thoroughly with some new powder and all that. And make it clean. Keep it clean. That is enough. Now let me decorate outside, but first you have to clean it. Now the cleaning we will see. That is not important. Decoration is important. That is how people are. People want to decorate everything. They want to decorate themselves. They want to decorate God. They want to decorate everything. Hey, they want to decorate everything. Pretty much everything they want to decorate. Windows they want to decorate. Everything. I am very amazing. I don't know why. Really. I fail to understand why people have to decorate everything. Some silly things also they decorate. You see, the plank on which you sit, like that, because once you sit on it, who will be able to see the decoration? That also you decorate. So it has some wonderful design and all that. And then go and sit on it. That needs not to be decorated, I suppose. Anyway, they want to decorate everything. You see, you may ask, what is your problem? You may ask, what is your problem? So, I don't have a problem, but I want the people to recognize, as long as you want to decorate the outside, the decoration of the inside will be left. It will not happen. Because the focus is either on the outside or on the inside. You cannot have focus both ways. Practically, I am telling you. Somebody says, I'll have focus on both ways, he will have focus on the outer only. Whosoever says that I will have focus on both, he will have only on the outer. That is how it works. The practical is like that. Therefore, unless you negate the outer, you cannot go the inner. Parak pratyak. Parang pashyati nantaratma. Therefore, this decoration of the outer is not important. Anyway, Shuddha Chittaha. So Pathati. How should he Pathati? Parama Bhaktya Pathati. It is supreme devotion. You see, Parama is supreme. Bhakti is devotion. Supreme devotion. What is supreme devotion? This Parama Bhakti, even Narada Bhakti Sutra, Para Bhakti Ishvare. Sattvasmin Parama Prema Rupa. Para పరమ ప్రేమ. ఇది ప్రేమ. శ్రీరామకృష్ణ యూస్టు సేదర్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ. లవ్ వన్, ఐ లవ్ యూ బికాస్ యూ సర్వ్ ఎ పర్పస్ టు మీ, స్వార్థ ప్రేమ. దెన్ ఎ సెకండ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ప్రేమ, సమ్ స్వార్థ సమ్ పదార్థ. ఐ లవ్ యూ అండ్ ఐ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ, యూ ఆల్సో హెల్ప్ మీ. దెన్ సెకండ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్. థర్డ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఇస్ ది సుప్రీమ్ లవ్, పరమ ప్రేమ. ఐ లవ్ యూ, ఐ డు నాట్ సీక్ ఎనీథింగ్, ఐ లవ్ యూ. దట్ ఈస్ పరమ ప్రేమ, దట్ ఈస్ ది భక్తి. దట్ వే వన్ హ్యాస్ టు వర్షిప్ ఈశ్వర. ఆ చాంత దిస్ స్తోత్రం పరమ భక్త్యా పఠతి. హౌ హీ హ్యాస్ టు పఠతి అహరహ ఎవరి డే, డే ఆఫ్టర్ డే. అండ్ దిస్ స్తోత్రం ఈజ్ బ్లెమిష్లెస్, అనవద్యం స్తోత్రం పఠతి. సో ఫైనల్లీ దట్ అమౌంట్స్ టు యహ శుద్ధచిత్త పుమాన్ అహరహ ధూర్జటే ఏతత్ అనవద్యం స్తోత్రం పరమభక్త్యా పఠతి. హుసోవర్ ఛాన్స్ ఎవరి డే లైక్ దిస్. సో వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్, సహా భవతి, హీ బికమ్స్ వాట్, శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్య, హీ బికమ్స్ ఈక్వల్ టు శివ, ఈక్వల్ టు రుద్ర శివ ఇన్ శివలోక ఇన్ కైలాస. He, after death, that is, it is after death. After death, he will go to Kailasa. And in Kailasa, he will, again, there will be grades in Kailasa. All are not of the same caliber. Multiple grades will be there if you go to a factory. All are not of the same caliber. There are different grades. And this man will occupy a grade equal to that of Shiva, Rudra. Means, he will be on the topmost cadre in Shivaloka. That is after death. Tatha, and also, only after death, what about here? Atra, in this loka, in this life, he will have all these things. One, man. If it is Ajanta, it is one. If it is Akaranta, it is one. If it is any other Achi, it is man. That is how it works, right? So one, he will have all these things. What? ప్రచురతర, a lot more what? Dhana, wealth, money. Dhana is money. Lot more wealth, whatever he has already, he has a lot more money. He will have ayuhu, long life he will have. You see, he having got wealth, the other two is are a must. What are the other two? Ayuhu putra, ayuhu long life, so that he can enjoy that wealth. And putra has to take care of that wealth. After his death, somebody has to take care of it. And that somebody should be putra. Therefore, he will have a lot more wealth, long life to enjoy that wealth, and also he will have plenty of the sons. So putra bahuvachanam it could be. It can be one putra, or two putras, or more putras also. Because the samasa is like that. And so please come. So he is just looking anyway, he has gone away. So putra. So one son, two sons, or many sons, all that he will have. And also when he has so much wealth, kirti maushya, he will do some dhanam and all that. So he will have plenty of name and fame in this society, popularity. He will be a celebrity in this society. Kirti maushya. That is because the usual phalashruti. Phalashrutis will be like that. In this life, you will have what all you feel good by having. And also, after this life ends, you'll go to heaven, or Kailasa, or Vaikuntha, whatever, and you will have a great position there. That is how phalashrutis are. So, nothing unusual about it. So, that is what happens. We'll make an anvayam. శుద్ధచిత్త యః పుమాన్, కర్త అహరః ఏతత్ అనవద్యం ధూర్జటేః స్తోత్రం పరమభక్త్యా పఠతి. సహా శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్య భవతి.
శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్య భవతి
ఇన్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్ ఈ బికమ్స్ ఈక్వల్ టు రుద్ర ఇన్ శివలోక తథా లాంటే అట్ ఆల్సో అత్ర అత్ర అస్మిన్ లోకే ప్రచురతరధనాయుఃపుత్రవాన్
ప్రచురతరధనాయుఃపుత్రవాన్
కీర్తిమాన్ చ
కీర్తిమాన్ చ
భవతి
భవతి
ఇట్ బికమ్స్ దిస్ అండ్ దిస్ ఆల్సో. ఓకే అహరహరణవద్యం దూర్జతే స్తోత్రమేతత్
అహరహరణవద్యం దూర్జతే స్తోత్రమేతత్
పఠతి పరమభక్త్యా శుద్ధచిత్తః పుమాన్యః
పఠతి పరమభక్త్యా శుద్ధచిత్తః పుమాన్యః
సభవతి శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్యస్తథాత్ర
సభవతి శివలోకే రుద్రతుల్యస్తథాత్ర
ప్రచురతరధనాయుః పుత్రవాన్ కీర్తిమాంశ్చ
ప్రచురతరధనాయుః పుత్రవాన్ కీర్తిమాంశ్చ
వన్ స్మాల్ ప్రకాశం ప్రచురతరధనాయుః ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ సెపరేట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు ది సమాస ప్రచురతరధనాయుః పుత్రవాన్ దట్ ఇస్ ది సమాస ఇఫ్ యు మేక్ ఎ సెపరేట్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ డజంట్ ఫిట్ ఎనీవేర్ మహేషాన్నాపరో దేవః మహిమ్నో నాపరస్తుతిః అఘోరాన్నాపరో మంత్రః నాస్తి తత్వం గురోః పరం మహేషాత్ అపరః దేవః న దేర్ ఇస్ నో గాడ్ అదర్ దాన్ మహేశ్వర సదాశివ శివ దేర్ ఇస్ నో గాడ్ అదర్ దాన్ మహేశ్వర మహిమ్న అపరా స్తుతి నా దేర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ స్తోత్రం ఇన్కోమియం అదర్ దాన్ ది మహిమ్న స్తోత్రం ద ఇన్కోమియం ఆఫ్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ శివ మహిమ్న షష్ఠీ ఏకవచనం మహిమ్న స్తోత్రం ద స్తోత్రం ఆఫ్ ది మహిమా గ్లోరీ of Shiva. There is no other spotra. This is the only spotra. There is no other spotra. Mantra, what about mantra? Aghorat aparaha mantra hana. There is aghora mantra. There is no other mantra. You see, aghora mantra is aghore ebhyotha ghore ebhyo ghora ghora tare bhyaha sarve ebhyas sarva sarve ebhyo namaste astu రుద్రరూపేభ్యసిది మంత్ర ఇసి రుద్రరూప ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఘోరా అండ్ అఘోర ఘోరాన్యా అఘోరా అన్యా చ అయితే ఇది మంత్ర ఆల్సో సో శివ హ్యాస్ టూ ఫార్మ్స్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఘోరా ఫ్రైటనింగ్ అనదర్ ఈజ్ అఘోరా శాంత టూ ఫార్మ్స్ సో అఘోరేభ్య రుద్రరూపేభ్య the forms of multiple forms of Rudra which are very pious and peaceful my namaskar then ghorebhyaha aghorebhyaha atha and also ghorebhyaha very frightening forms of Rudra are there ghorebhyaha then ghora ghoratarebhyaha they are not only ghora they are ghora ghoratara multiple times more frightening forms. So they are also Rudra's forms only. So what are these ghora forms? Sarva Sharvebhyaha. Sharva means Shuru Himsaya. Those forms which are frightening and even more frightening, they destroy all. They cause injury to all life forms. Sarva Sharvebhyaha. Such forms are also there. They are also Rudra's forms. And my namaskaram. Namaste, astu. He Rudra, te, rupekshaha. Unto your forms. Namaha, astu. May there be my prostration unto those forms. This is like in Rudra Jaya, it comes in the very beginning itself. Namaste, astu, namo, astu. నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవతమస్తే స్థన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతే నమ యాత ఇషు శివతమాశివం బూవతే ధను శివాశ్రవ్యాయాతమయామంత్రయే రుద్ర శివా తనూ హే రుద్ర హే తనూ యువర్ ఫామ్ యా శివా విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఆస్పీషియస్ దట్ ఈస్ ద అఘోరా తనూ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనూరఘోరా అఘోరా తనూ అపాపకాశిని ఇది నా పాపకాశిని అతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర ఘోరాపాపకాశిని అపాపకాశిని ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ విచ్ షైన్స్ విత్ పుణ్యం అపాప ఇస్ పుణ్య సో విత్ పుణ్యం కాశతే ఇది కాశిని ఆర్ కాశయతి ఇది కాశిని వన్ విచ్ షైన్ వన్ విచ్ మేక్స్ ద పుణ్య షైన్ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వెరీ పయస్ పీస్ఫుల్ ఫామ్ అతే రుద్ర శివా తనూర ఘోరాపాపకాశిని దయానస్తను వాసంతమయ గిరిశంత అభిచాకశీ హే గిరిశంత హే శివ అభిచాకశీ హీ ఈజ్ సేర్ హీ సో లోక్ మధ్య పురుషాయ వచనం యు ప్లీజ్ షైన్ విత్ దట్ ఫామ్ లైక్ దట్ శివ ఫామ్ ఇస్ దేర్ అండ్ ఆపోజిట్ అశివ ఫామ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో దేర్ సో ఘోరా అఘోరా ది మంత్ర బిగిన్స్ విత్ అఘోరా అండ్ దెన్ థాట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఘోరా దిస్ ఇస్ ది మంత్ర Aghora mantra it is. There is a sect after this mantra. It is called Aghori sect. They appear very ghora. They say the mantra with Aghora, but the ghoratara is there. Therefore they adopt ghora and ghoratara. These are Aghora sect people are like that. They appear, if you look at them, you will be frightened. They appear like that because this is the mantra for that. Did you hear me, Aghori?
Yes.
Yeah, some of you must have heard. Therefore, they take after this mantra. I am not suggesting Prasthananta is an Aghori, but the way he says, maybe he supports Aghori or whatever. So, Aghoran Naparo Mantraha. There is no mantra other than the Aghora mantra. Then, Nasti Tattvam Guru Param. Tattvam is reality, which is superior to Guru. Param is superior. ఆర్ భిన్నం ఆల్సో పరం మీన్స్ అదర్ సో ద తత్వం రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఈస్ అదర్ టు గురు ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ మీన్స్ గురు ఇస్ ది సుప్రీం తత్వం మహేషాన్నాపరో దేవః
మహేషాన్నాపరో దేవః
మహిమ్నో నాపరాస్తుతిః
మహిమ్నో నాపరాస్తుతిః
అఘోరాన్నాపరో మంత్రః
అఘోరాన్నాపరో మంత్రః
నాస్తి తత్వం గురోః పరం
నాస్తి తత్వం గురోః పరం
కుసుమదశన నామ
దీక్షాదానం
సింగిల్ సమాస ఇది నాట్ మహిమ్న స్తవపాఠస్ నాట్ లైక్ దాట్ సింగిల్ సమాస అలుక్ సమాస విభక్తి డజన్ డిసపియర్ శివ మహిమ్న స్తోత్రం సింగిల్ సమాస అదర్వైజ్ దేన్ యూ కెన్ మేక్ ఇట్ సెపరేట్ వర్డ్స్ శివ మహిమ్న స్తోత్రం బట్ హియర్ నాట్ హియర్ మహిమ్న స్తవపాఠస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ సింగిల్ వర్డ్ సో ఎనీవే దెర్ ఈస్ దిస్ రిసైటేషన్ పాఠ of the stotra, of the glory of Shiva. That is the Mahimna Stava Pathasya. Swadashim Kalam Narahanti, even 1/16th part of it they don't deserve. If you recite the Shiva Mahimna Stotra, it has some glory. Even 1/16th of that glory they don't deserve. What are they? Deeksha, Yajna Deeksha. You take do Yajna Deeksha, it is not even 1/16th of the recitation of this stotra. Dhanam, you do charity, not even 1/16th of this. Tapaha, you do penance, austerity, that is also not 1/16th of this. Teertham, you go to Kashi, Rameshwaram, take bath, etc., that is also not 1/16th. Jnanam, jnanam means upasana, don't say atman jnanam. Say upasana. Jnanam means that also, upasana. All kinds of upasana you do, that is also not 1/16th of the thing. Jnanam, he said, study of scriptures, that is fine. Yagadikaha kriyaha, as many rituals as you do, like yaga, etc., even they do not come anywhere close to 1/16th of the glory of reciting this stotra. Means this stotra is great, that is the idea. You see, there is a thing called Nahinanda Nyaya. That is what he applies here. What is the verse saying? Is it saying that Shiva Mahimna Stotra is great, or is it saying Dhanam is useless? It is saying Shiva Mahimna Stotra is great. It is not saying Dhanam is useless, right? So, you see, in this village, you are the greatest of all. Nobody in this village comes anywhere close to you. That is said. Then that doesn't mean all villagers are useless people. That is not the meaning of that. It is not about the villagers. It is about this man's glory. It is always like that. People have to understand that. If they don't understand that, then the poet doesn't have tools in his hand. You take away the tools from the poet and now he has to write. So, it is like the poet says to his beloved, the moon should be ashamed because of before your beauty. One poet said like that. He said that, what did he say that? Chand kahu, to usme bhi daag hai. Something like that he said. Suraj kahu, your face is like moon, but I don't feel like saying it because there is a spot in the moon. Suraj kahu, suppose I would say your face is like sun. Usme aag hai. There is fire in itself, whereas in your face there is no fire, there is love. How can you say Suraj? So I don't say anything. Now you tell me, is he saying the beauty, something about the beauty of the beloved, or is he saying sun and moon are useless? He is not saying sun and moon are useless. They are not even the topic. People have to correctly understand. This is called Nahinindanyayam. Therefore, he is not putting down Dhanam, Deeksha and all that.
Do you remember the Nyaya itself?
Nahinindyam ninditum ninda pravartate apitu stutyam stotum. That is the Nyaya. Like that they say. So there is no nindya, there is no pulling down one thing. It is always to glorify the other. That is Nahinanda Nyayam. Everywhere it is not Nahinanda Nyayam. Suppose somebody is saying Ninda, then it is Ninda only. But here in such context, one has to carefully understand. Otherwise they complain, what is this? If I read this, then I need not do Yajna. Yajna is useless or what? If they say like that, that means they have not understood the heart of the poet. They have to listen to the song that poet's song, Suraj Kahu, that song they have to read and try to understand the poet's mind there and then apply it here. Right. Did you get the song which I told?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. You are right. It is a very old film. It came from these poets. They used to write beautiful songs in those days, both in Telugu and Hindi. Wherever there is a good poetry, I used to like it. I used to take it up and it used to remain here, to whatever extent. I don't forget. If it is a beautiful line, I don't forget. Because I like it. Suppose I don't like it, I forgot, and also it may happen anywhere. So, therefore, Swarashim Kalam Narhati, even 1/16th part of the glory of this stotram is not there for tapas, for yajna, for this, for that, etc. So, such a glorious stotram it is.
Deekshadanam tapas teertham.
Doesn't matter. You take this. We'll do one more spot. One more left. Kusuma Dashana Nama.
Kusuma Dashana Nama.
Sarvagandharvarajaha.
Sarvagandharvarajaha.
Sheshidharavaramaulehe. Kusuma Dashana Nama. There is a gentleman whose name is Kusuma Dashana. His name is not Kusuma Dashana. His name is Pushpadanta. Pushpa Paryaya Padam is Kusuma. Dashana Paryaya Padam is Danta. That is how they say. You see, you should not do that with the present day names. Suppose somebody's name is Ramachandra Murti, suppose. You don't call him Dasharathi Murti. You don't call him like that. Because she thinks like that. Dasharathi is also Ramachandra. Ramu Murti, Dasharathi Murti, Sitapati Murti, like that you should not say. So, Rama Murti is Rama Murti only. But in poetry they say like that. So in poetry they always say like that. There are very interesting. So he Mahadevaha, Saha Mahan, that we have seen. One whose name contains the word Mahat. Saha Mahan. Such usage we have. Then the Kalidasa said in one place in Meghanandesham, an interesting name he gave. Anyway, so like that they twist the name also in the poetry. In poetry it is allowed. So you can change the name also in poetry. Anyway, so his name is Kusuma Dashana, means Pushpadanta. That is his name. Sarva Gandharva Rajaha. He was the king of all Gandharvas, celestials. And Dasaha is a devotee. Dasaha means servant. Whose servant? Sheshidhara Vara Maulehe Devadevasya Dasaha. The Devadeva, the God of gods, who is Shiva, who holds the great moon on his head. Sheshidhara Vara Maulehe, who has a great head, beautiful head, that holds the Sheshi. Sheshidharaha Varaha Maulihi Yasyasaha. Sheshidhara Vara Maulihi Tasya. So that is Chandra Maudi Ishvara, his dasa, means his devotee. That is the Gandharva Raja, his name is Pushpadanta. Now, if he is a Gandharva Raja, how come he became a human being? So he became a human being because he has fallen down, Drashtaha, Kuru Nija Mahimnaha. As a Gandharva Raja, he has great glory of his own. Guru Nija Mahimnaha. Nija means Svatiya, his own Mahima. He has how much Guru? Great Mahima he has. And Saha, that Pushpadantaha, Bhrashtaha. He has fallen down. Fallen down because of what? Asya Roshat Eva. has fallen down because of the anger of Shiva only. Shiva was there, very unhappy with him one day, and he has given a shapa that you will fall from Gandharva status to human status. Like that gave him a shapa, because Shiva became angry for whatever reason. And therefore he was servant of Shiva. So if you are a servant of a king, the king becomes angry also. And then he will say, cut off his head. King is like that. You see, there was a queen. And this man, the queen said to the king, I am bored. That is what she said. Then the king asked the minister, arrange for some entertainment to the queen. Therefore the minister, he has a lined up list of people who entertain. And so he sent a message to him, to them, one of them. He came, come on, present your show before the queen. The queen sat in her on her throne, and so the entertainment was going on. He has done some very beautiful entertainment, and he finished. He has done a great job. It is not easy to entertain like that. A great skill he has. But the queen was not in a good mood, and she is not amused. So she has said like that. She was unhappy. Unhappy means she was not impressed. More because she did not pay attention than anything else. And said, throw him to the lions. That is what she thought. Then the servants came and took him away to the lions. Then the king told, bring another entertainer. The entertainer came. Some story I am telling you. You don't know what I am telling you. I thought you have seen it. Let's see. I will wait if you have seen it. So another entertainer came. He entertained in his own way. And the king is not, the queen is not amused even now. And so she says, and so they take him away to behead him. Then the third entertainer comes. He has observed this. He cannot avoid. He comes touching his neck. Now he will kill that one. He will be able to entertain the queen. And he did. That is a small story. It's a song by Michael Jackson. The name of the song is Remember Time. Remember Time. That is the song. Lyric. A beautiful lyric. Michael Jackson is a great kalakara, you know. A very great artist he is. The king of pop. Pop means king. He is indeed king. So, this is the song, Remember Time. You may want to listen to it if you wish. So he sings in such a big hurry, he sings, you cannot pick up the words at all. Remember time, he has to say. He says something. Unless you hear very cautiously, you cannot make out his something he says. It is remember time. Anyway, why I said, so these things, servants are like that. You cannot satisfy a king. The more you try to satisfy, the more you stand the chance of making the king unhappy about you. That's why serving under a king is a question of neck, not. It's always dangerous. That is what happened to this man. He is the Gandharva Raja. One day Shiva became unhappy with him. Fall down and become a human being. And so he became a human being. But still he retained his devotion to Shiva. That is good. So, idam stavanam akarshit. This stotram he did. What kind of stavanam? Mahimnaha stavanam. Which praises the glory of Shiva's mahima. What kind of stotram it is? Divya divyam stavanam. It is the most shining among the shining. That kind of divya divya stotram. Pushpadanta has made. So that is this one. So his name is Pushpadanta. But if he is a nice great poet. He must have got some dream in which he dreamt that he was a Gandharva in his earlier life. And because of Shiva's shapam, he fell down. That is how he dreamt. So, in Andhra Pradesh there is a Mahatma. If you are willing to listen to him, he will tell her he has met Radha twice already. He has met Radha twice, not once. 500 years back he met once. 5,000 years back, of course, he met. How? 5,000 years back, you know, Radha was there in Vrindavan. Krishna and Radha, they lived 5,500 years back. And Radha was dancing here and there and meeting Krishna occasionally. And at that time, this gentleman met her in Vrindavan. That I can understand. I don't have any problem with that. So how come he met Radha 500 years back? That I could not understand. Only he has to explain it. He did not explain it on the day when I heard about it. When I heard it, he did not explain it. He did not explain anything. He simply said he met Radha 500 years back and 5,500 years back. That's okay, that I can understand. He was there in Vrindavan at the time. How come 500 years back he met? I don't know. So he must have got some dream like that. And you put that dream into the verse. So Pushpadanta Acharya, he is an Acharya, he is a great man. He got a dream like that Shiva has given him a curse, and he was a Gandharva and fell down and became a human being. And therefore he tells, he writes this stotra, great poet, and he tells, I am not a human being like all of you, I am a Gandharva. Then how come you are here? Because of the Shiva's shapam I am here. That is what he says.
कुसुमदशननामा
शशिधर वर मौले देवदेवस्य दासः स गुरु निज महिम्नो भ्रष्ट एवास्य रोषात् तवनमिदमकाशीतिर्यदीयम् महिम्नः
One more thing we plan.
When will we plan? Are you fantastic?